This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said that during Operation Mahadev yesterday, the Indian Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police neutralized the three terrorists who were involved in the Pahalgam terror attack. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Shah informed that the three terrorists, Suleiman Shah, Gibran and Hamza Afghani, were successfully eliminated. Participating in the discussion, K. Kanimozi of the DMK said Mr. Shah criticized the opposition and made it sound like they are less patriotic, but DMK has never failed the nation. She added that the opposition parties had extended their support to the government following the Pahalgam terror attack. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is underway. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government has taken several measures to increase the income of farmers and production of food grains in the last 10 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said food grain production has increased from 246 million tons in 2013-2014 to 353 million today. He said the production of pulses has also increased from 16 million tons in 2013-14 to over 25 million tons. The Business Advisory Committee has allotted 2 hours for consideration of a resolution for extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from 13th August 2025. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh announced this in Rajya Sabha today. Home Minister Amit Shah will move a statutory resolution in the upper house in the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament to extend Parliament's rule in the state. Manipur was placed under President's rule on 13 February this year following the resignation of Chief Minister Biren Singh. Both houses of Parliament today lauded chess player Divya Deshmukh for winning the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025 in the Rajya Sabha. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Divya Deshmukh has made the nation proud by winning the tournament. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla praised Divya Deshmukh, saying the entire nation is elated at her win. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Education Policy 2020 serves as a philosophical framework designed to promote world-class education universally, and it has become the most significant route towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam 2025 in New Delhi today, he highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 represents a transformative renaissance in the Indian education system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who lost their lives in a road accident in Jharkhand's Deoghar today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the accident tragic. Mr. Modi also wished for their speedy recovery. In Jharkhand, 4 Kanwarias travelling in a bus to Deoghar died on the spot during a head-on collision between a bus and a truck near Jamunia Chowk this morning. More than 20 passengers are seriously injured. The Defence Research and Development Organisation conducted 2 consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile yesterday and today from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The test validated the missile's maximum and minimum range capability with pinpoint accuracy. Developed by DRDO, Pralay is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi-ballistic missile. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry for the successful flight tests. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, slated for launch tomorrow, has begun this afternoon at 14:10 hours IST. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the ISRO and NASA. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed globally on the 29th of July every year to preserve tigers' natural habitat and raise public awareness and support for conservation efforts worldwide. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.